This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
The show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
I pounded out in about, 2 minutes.
Don't whack your kid.
Come on, you dumbass. Eat me. I just never have had a problem with it being slow and long.
It's pumping.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Gross.
Rob's the fan of slow and
gross.
Slow and long.
By the way, you're going to Bannon this weekend, huh?
I am.
That's fantastic.
Thinking about splitting the drive into 2 days, though.
Where are you going to stay? Wait, what? Where are you going to stop?
I don't know. That's why I was kind of looking at a place along the way, because we play, we're playing Sunday, like we tee off Sunday at like noon, and maybe it's 12:30. And I don't particularly want to wake up at 7 in the morning, drive 4.5 hours, and then go play. So I'm thinking about just driving down maybe 3 hours. I was looking at like Reedsport. I was looking at just different towns that are maybe like an hour away. Crashing at
I think it's Reedsport.
Reedsport?
Yeah.
And just crashing some Winchester Bay was another one down there. I don't know. Just grabbing some places like 3 hours away and then wake up.
Have breakfast,
mill around, and then drive out there. It's just, I don't know about you, but like even going up to Chambers Bay, I think that sucks to drive 3 hours and then get out and play golf. That's just not, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes for a, just kind of ruins my, the general vibe that I have.
I just speed.
Just get down there.
I'm looking at the weather for you.
And it's supposed to rain.
Monday looks okay. Yeah. Aren't you playing Sheep Ranch on Monday?
No, Sheep Ranch is Sunday. Old Mac and I think Pacific on Monday.
Double dipper on Monday, huh?
Yeah.
36. Mostly cloudy, 58 on Monday. That's not bad.
Nah.
Showers Sunday.
It's
raining right now here.
You kind of forget what a bit of a kick in the balls that drive
is. It's a drive, yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. It does, because
it's not a good it's not a good drive, and most of it is not along the coast.
Well, the reason it sucks is because you can't, there are areas where there's literally not a human being within 800 miles of you.
And if you get stuck behind
someone, that's probably
someone,
an exaggeration.
If you get stuck behind someone, it's just it's.
But there's just roads that won't allow you to go any faster than
You can't lay the hammer down.
You know what I mean.
So. I was looking there. Some of those places had like these budget inns had like $60 hotel rooms. And there's just.
I bet that's real nice.
I'm sure it's lovely. But I figure if I leave Saturday night at like 8 o'clock, drive 3 hours, 11 o'clock, midnight, pull in someplace.
Is it just 3 hours?
What?
To get there?
It's about a four and a half hour drive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Drive 3 hours, stop.
Oh, I see.
And then wake up in the morning, get some breakfast, take my time. Cruise on down the coast, get to Bandon, wander around the gift shop a little bit, hit some balls, kind of be refreshed and then go out and play Sheep's Ranch.
You know, you could fly down there. I've done that once.
Yeah.
It was great.
I don't have Isaac Rott money.
Well, it's not that expensive. If you're gonna spend money for a hotel, it really isn't. You should probably check it, especially now with COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they're doing those flights right now, but if they are, they might be dirt cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you fly to?
You fly into North Bend. There's the airport there, and then they shuttle you over.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It's like a 30-minute shuttle.
I was not familiar with that. Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
It's one of those planes where you sit there, like, there's like six of you.
And this is out of PDX, right?
Yeah.
PDX to
North
Bend?
I forget the name of the airline, but there's a little airline that takes little planes over there. And it's one of those planes where you're hanging with you're in the cockpit. Like, the cockpit is,
sure.
The two guys are just hanging there talking to you, basically, yeah. Flying the plane.
Interesting. Yeah.
But it's beautiful. The views are beautiful.
I had no
idea. Because, you know, Oregon.
Yeah. $92 on Expedia, I'm looking here.
I told you.
That might be something worth grabbing onto there.
You were going to pay $60 for a budget inn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice and close to
Bandon,
too.
That's one way.
Yeah. It's probably going to cost you $150. Maybe, yeah. Maybe $200. But some people, that's worth it.
Sure. Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like that. Driving all day and then getting out and doing something. And am I the only one that doesn't like doing that? It just kind of kills the vibe, kills the buzz for me.
It does not bother me one bit.
No.
As a matter of fact, I love getting out and then playing golf.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what I'm there to do.
I think the after your day that you have to drive an hour to get back to your hotel, that kind of kills the vibe for me.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, you want to be done playing around, not that I'm a golfer, but in,
No.
He's saying
he would stay at Bandon. He's talking about just...
Yeah.
I'm very confused.
Yeah, Mike, pay attention.
We have a room at Bandon.
Yes. Okay.
And so on Sunday when we play, then we're staying there on the property.
And then
we'll play Monday, and then Monday I'll drive back, and we'll be here Tuesday.
You were talking about for one night staying an hour away, so you didn't have to do the whole drive in one day.
Yes. Okay. My option is either to wake up Sunday morning early and drive down there. Wake up at like 6:30 or 7 and drive down there. Because it's the other thing. I don't want to get out of the car and then, like, literally 30 minutes later have to be playing. So either wake up really, really early, drive down there, or leave Saturday night, drive 3 hours, stay at some crappy hotel somewhere, and then wake up in the morning, eat some breakfast, take a nice leisurely drive down the coast, get out, roam the property, play, and then stay there.
I understand. Okay. Okay.
Yep. Speed, Mike?
I'm up to speed.
Anything else we can do for you?
No, I was looking at the map for where North Bend was, and I found it.
Yeah. Right. Someone's saying it's not 30 minutes from Bandon to North Bend.
It is. He's wrong. I've done it. It's about a 30-minute, maybe it's a little longer, but it's about a 30-minute shuttle.
When you said that, I was like North Bend, like Central Oregon Bend?
No. It's called the North Bend. That has to be the most confusing thing about Oregon, yeah. Is people...
It's above Coos Bay.
People who are flying in to Bandon... The idea that you fly to Bend and you go to the Redmond Airport, but you fly to Bandon, it's the North Bend Airport.
Yeah.
That has to confuse so many people every year.
I know.
But it's the North Bend, the Bandon, you can see it right on their website. The Bandon will pick you up from North Bend. They'll have those big shuttle things, those big people mover shuttles that they have, and they'll throw your clubs in there, and you get off the plane, and you walk over to the shuttle, and it's like 25 minutes. You get to the resort.
Yeah, well, I'm intrigued now. I'm looking into this. I'll poke around with
you. You're welcome. I want 20%.
I'll poke around and see what I got happening here.
All right. Why are we talking about you?
I don't know.
Yeah, 32 minutes right now.
Who cares about you?
North Bend to Bandon, 32 minutes drive.
I told you. Why don't you guys ever believe me?
I believed you. The texter didn't believe you.
Well, you know what? He can bite me.
I had no idea that this was a thing, so I'm just learning about it for the very first time.
I thought North Bend was in Central Oregon. I was like, what?
You didn't think you could fly into Bandon? Come on, man. There's like, it's like private jet central.
Doesn't look like it's happening, by the way. They don't have those flights.
Canceled them?
Yeah.
COVID.
Well, when I pulled up Portland to North Bend, it has me go. You can fly into North Bend from San Francisco.
Wait, so you can fly from here to San Francisco and then take a flight from San Francisco to North Bend?
Bingo.
How much is that?
$1,017.
I was going to say, that might be worth it.
4 hours and 47 minutes with one stop.
Just get in the car and get your ass down there.
I'll get in the car and drive. No, I'm going to split it up into 2 days.
All right. Coming up next, let's get back on track here. The pizza story.
Yes.
Pizza guy.
Focus, will you?
9 years of free pizza and this guy hated it. Next on The Fan.
Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
Pizza news.
Real quick, I've determined my plan, and someone had this right. I want to give this guy props.
Okay.
Drive to Coos Bay, stay at the casino, gamble that night, pass out, wake up the next morning, drive to Bandon, play golf. I'm in.
That's not a bad idea.
That's what I'm going to do.
By the way, that casino's a dump. And isn't that casino the one where the guy, one of the first COVID cases, didn't that guy work there? Remember that was that casino? I think it was.
I was just on their website.
That was months ago.
I was just on their website and they said, open? Come learn about our safety practice standards.
So they're open?
Yes.
Okay.
But you have to go there to learn about it.
I'm going to. I'm going to play craps in the little bubble thing that they have. I looked at the photos.
All right. So that's not a bad way to go. That's only like 45 minutes?
It looks about 45 minutes away.
I've stopped there before. A lot of Bandon bros stop there to gamble. I will tell you a story, though. Here's something you should not do.
Which means I'm going to do it 100%.
Never, ever, ever set foot in the Bachelor's Inn. Do not do it. Okay? Take it from me. Don't.
Now I feel like I have to.
Where is that?
The Bachelor's Inn is a strip club not far from where you're talking about stopping.
Sure.
And I made the horrible mistake of dropping in there once on my way to Bandon. I was by myself.
As will I be.
And
because my buddy's coming from Bandon, he's not coming till the morning.
I don't think you should go.
I have to do it now.
I don't think you should
There's
go.
There's no other way.
And anybody who has ever been there knows what I'm talking about. That's all I can tell you.
Someone saying Rob is being nice calling the Bachelor's Inn a strip club.
Yes. I'm being nice. I'm not going to elaborate. Don't go.
I'm sorry. I'm going. There's just no way at this point that I cannot go.
Okay, fine. If you go, take field notes and report back.
I will.
Because it is extraordinary.
You're asking me right now to not think of the color blue, right? I mean, that's what you're doing.
Well, part of me here, what I hope you recognize what I'm doing is I'm trying to get you to go so you'll have tails because it is... eye-popping.
Now, the last time that this...
eye-popping.
The last time that this sort of thing occurred was maybe 2 years ago. My buddy was down from Seattle, and we were at Laurelwood. And we were driving back, and we passed the Pirate's Cove.
Yeah.
And
that's the one with the...
That's the
jug
yeah,
on there?
Yeah, the jug on there. And, he said, what is that? And I said, you don't want to know.
What is those?
And I said, dude, trust me. I'm like, that place is the sketchiest place on earth. And he goes, well, then we have to go. I'm like, no, we don't. And of course, he insisted upon going. And I'm here to tell you that what I saw that evening, it's the stuff of nightmares.
How long
dreams.
Did you stay there?
Oh, maybe 30, 35 minutes. And that was plenty. But I can still see it when I shut my eyes. It was a total nightmare. And yet... it was clearly the right decision to go to a Pirate's Cove.
I've been there.
And so now I feel like what you're doing here is in just guaranteeing that I go to the Bachelor's Inn.
Look, dude, I have more experience with strip clubs than you do.
Yes.
Would you admit that?
Yes.
I have been to my fair share. Not many years. I'm kind of over it.
I know.
But.
I think we're both at that point now.
Back in the day.
It's a bit beyond.
Back in the day. I've been to the strip club you're talking about.
Yeah.
That is nothing compared to what you are going to see at the Bachelor's Inn. And let me tell you something, too.
I feel like this is going to be the highlight of my trip.
You cannot unsee it. Okay?
It will stay with you forever.
Yes.
Wow.
I remember everything about that place.
I just...
This text
everything.
Says, the Bachelor's Inn website goes straight to virus warning. Take note.
Told you. It may not be open, but I'm guessing that it is.
Yeah.
Because it's in Coos County.
Maybe it's closed, quote unquote.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
But you go in the back door.
It's unbelievable.
Wow. All right. Well, duly noted. Warning posted on the door. I still feel like for the sake of the program, that I should probably go.
You might need to self-quarantine for 2 weeks, not for COVID, but for going there, apparently.
Yeah, there's...
Here's somebody who said he grew up in Coos Bay, and he says, not ever. Do not do it. I'm telling you, man. But I think Bandon Bros, if you've ever driven down there, you've ever been with the guys, and, you know, you're kind of... Whether it be the start of the trip or the end of the trip, I do believe your car has veered off and gone to that casino, and at times, the Bachelor's Inn, so you know what I'm talking about. You're about to be indoctrinated, sir. Just warning you.
All right.
Just warning you.
All right. So what you're saying is this is going to be the highlight. I thought that Sheep's Ranch was going to be the highlight of the trip.
That'll be great.
I feel like this...
This will not be great.
I feel like this will be the most memorable part of the trip. Yeah?
I bet you will be able to describe, unfortunately, I bet that you will be able to describe more from the Bachelor's Inn to us than you will from Sheep Ranch when you return on Tuesday. Yes.
Wow. I'm a little terrified now, but at the same time, very excited.
I hope it's open.
It's called the Ropportunity.
I want you to go.
I can't imagine that they're...
But see, Rop is the one telling you not to do it, so I don't know if that's a Ropportunity.
Well, I will tell you
that... It's a reporting.
When I went in there, it was that's the idea. That's what I do. I explore. We see where the night goes.
Yep.
Boy, that led to me getting the hell out of there and trying somewhere else.
Do you still have dreams about it to this day?
I whiffed that night. No, I don't have dreams about it, but I can see it. I can picture it in my head right now. I can picture the layout. I can picture the so-called girls. I can picture it all.
I'm just sad.
I can picture the patrons. I remember a few people that were in there.
Yeah.
It was sparsely attended. But,
like Ozark sort of stuff, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Overalls. Is there another strip club there that's like a competitor?
I don't know. That's the one I found.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, here's a text that says, The Bachelor's Inn. Not bad. Only $40 to get pile driven by a lady linebacker. It's truth.
My buddy from North Bend, his high school friend, got a rash on his leg at the Bachelor's Inn from a lap dance.
Yep. It's dangerous.
Oh, my God.
It's dangerous.
So what you're saying is kind of like long sleeves. Long sleeves, long pants.
Yeah, maybe some bubble wrap.
Okay.
Maybe some gloves.
What could I wear?
But,
like, you know, would it be inappropriate for me to wear like one of the hazmat suits?
No. I think they'll understand.
Just kind of roll in there full mask. Be like, let's do this.
And if you don't, you can just say I'm uncomfortable about COVID.
Yeah, right. You got an excuse. It's just a...
But I want to see the lady.
It sucks, but it's Americana, man. It's Americana. All right, a 65-year-old man in Flanders, this is Belgium?
Yeah.
Says that he is losing sleep because he has been receiving pizzas he never ordered for nearly a decade.
It's fantastic.
You would think. And I still am a little skeptical that this man hates it as much as he says he does.
He's just annoyed by the...
He's annoyed.
The random pizza showing up?
Well, he says it sometimes several times a day. So over the past 9 years, pizzas he never asked for have been delivered to his home. He says, it started 9 years ago. Suddenly a pizza delivery man handed me a whole load of pizzas, but I hadn't ordered anything. At first, he thought it was a simple mistake in the delivery address, but orders of pizzas, kebabs, pitas, and other food... They just kept flowing in.
At least it's varied.
Yeah.
He says it can be on a weekday or during weekends and at any time of the day. The orders come from delivery services in town there, but also from the surrounding area. I have even had orders delivered to me at 2 a.m.
Oh, multiple delivery services.
He says, I cannot sleep anymore. I start shaking every time I hear a scooter on the street. I dread that someone will come to drop off hot pizzas yet another time. He's being terrorized.
This can't be a bad thing.
Terrorization by pizza.
I don't think it can be. Like, random food being delivered. Because the worst comes to worst, you just throw it in the trash, right?
It's free.
The only downside to this is that if you don't want to be a fat ass, I know for a fact that if it was 11 o'clock at night and no way I was hungry and there was a knock at my door and all of a sudden there was a pizza, I would eat a slice. There's no idea.
You'd have
like,
more than one slice.
I'd be like, God damn it. And then next thing you know, you're eating some. That's the only downside to this. That's like if random Amazon packages kept showing up at your place. Even if it's not what you wanted, it still would be a cool thing.
He never has to pay for food again.
Right. I all these things, as I've read this, I read this early this morning, I thought the same things you did. But over time, when you think about it, I think after 9 years, I think we're not doing enough justice for how long 9 years is.
That is
And every day for 9 years.
That's true.
And what do you do with the food? Like, at some point, you're just like, okay, I don't want this, and you throw it away. But do you? Like, what do you do? Sometimes he says it's multiple pizzas. So the guy comes, he's like, they were for this address. Here are your five pizzas. What do you do with them?
Can you give them away? Like,
you can, but then that puts you out because you got to take them somewhere.
Can you start just dumping them on your neighbor's porch?
Put them out for the coons?
Putting them out in the backyard and the raccoons come on down.
So anyway, he says it costs them money. He's like, I've always refused the delivery, so I've never had to pay for anything. But it's annoying for him. He says it's also annoying for the restaurants. He goes, it costs them money, and they have to throw the food away. On the day that 10 deliveries showed up, I did the math. It cost about $450.
How is this happening?
I have no idea. He doesn't know. He goes, I only buy frozen pizzas. If you know me, you know that's the only pizza I buy. I never asked for these to be delivered to my house. He goes, a friend of mine who lives in a nearby town is going through the exact same thing, so we think that it's somebody who knows both of us, but we don't know who it is.
I'm here to tell you.
So that
now,
person is spending that much money just to have this prank?
Yeah, I will say this is genius, because when I was younger, me and my buddy, the same one we went to the Pirates Cove with, by the way, we would leave random things on people's doorsteps, and then you kind of just leave, and you would try to find the weirdest thing to make someone uncomfortable. Right? And it wasn't like anything bad or whatever, but like if you found a mannequin head somewhere, getting that delivered to your door is a very unwholesome thing. Or like sometimes you would just take like a watermelon, you'd leave it on someone's door. And it was just kind of one of those fun things that you'd mess with people. If someone had a bunch of money and money was not an issue, this is the most genius thing that you could possibly do, is to just have hundreds of dollars worth of food delivered to someone's house. Like, if you had $1 billion, why not? If someone is doing that, that person is fantastic.
You do have to admire the dedication.
Yes.
This is like when your brother asked, is there a little bit of you that admires, what's that guy's, Nick Danzig or?
Yeah, Glenn Danzig.
For not playing Mother when you show up to a Danzig show because he didn't play it.
Yeah.
So is there some part of you that admires the commitment to this? 9 years with two different people.
Yes. It's honestly, that is a man of commitment, focus, will. I am.
But there's so many questions.
I'm in awe.
Okay.
It can't be a fluke because it's too much money. If a restaurant wasn't getting paid, they wouldn't be delivering those.
They're getting paid.
It's also multiple restaurants. Apparently.
Yes. Yes.
And if it was, you know, and if someone was making those orders and weren't getting their deliveries, there'd be too many complaints and the restaurant would figure it out. So it's not a glitch in the system. Someone is paying for those to be delivered to that house.
And there's so many questions. He says he has already reported to the police several times, but he still has, and the police have no idea who the person is, which I find hard to believe.
Yeah, does the restaurant not have like caller
exactly.
ID or something?
The restaurant. Like how
I guess
many?
You could block his number, right? You can star.
Well, the credit card, the phone, the voice on the, like, he has to call this in every day for 9 years, and you can't track him down.
Well, could you call into the pizza place or whoever and just say, "Don't deliver here"? Is that, could you just do that?
Do they not have the credit card he's using?
Well, again, there are a million ways you could track this guy. I don't know how they can't track him, unless they just don't care to, or they're all in on it.
It's one big conspiracy.
The cops are in on it.
Maybe it's a police officer friend and they don't know it.
It must be a cop.
Either that or the guy's insane and he's making this all up in his mind. He just thinks he's he thinks he's making frozen pizzas, but he's not. They're really like, it's all screwed up in his head.
Well,
seems like such a bizarre story.
Well, it is bizarre. He's a 65-year-old dude. He lives in Belgium and he says he's losing sleep over it. He's terrified that another one's coming. Because another one is coming. He just doesn't know when.
If this is a prank by someone with a lot of money, I think that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I'm telling you, if you ever want to just mess with someone, just leave random things at people's doors. I'm telling you, it's very unsettling.
I would say, though, that on the flip side of this, he could be getting, like, what is it called, doxed? where like maybe his information got shared on the internet somewhere, and then various different people keep ordering stuff for him. Maybe he said something or did something that a online community didn't like, and they got his information and they started doxing him.
Right. That's a good point.
I'll tell you what, if this was out there,
that happens.
If this was some sort of like Reddit,
I don't know if dox is the right word, but
you know, if this was like a Reddit theme, I would deliver it like it was $13 or whatever, 15. I would do that to deliver this guy a pizza. Like if this was like a reoccurring thing, I would totally be on board to add to this. A community of people like, hey, we're gonna do this, we're gonna send this guy food every day for 9 years to piss him off. Yeah, you got my $15. I think that's wonderful.
All right, coming up next, a potpourri segment. 6:32. Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
Today.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double sun power!
Okay.
Now, Dusty is in. All apparently, right. Dusty went to a bachelor party at the Bachelor's Inn.
What?
Which is
appropriate.
Why
on earth would...
Well, Southern Oregon... Right?
That's true.
I mean, maybe there ain't a whole lot down there. But
well, he went to, I mean, that's in Ashland.
Yeah, I don't know. He just says he was at a
it was probably a band and trip.
He was at a bachelor party at the Bachelor's Inn. He said they let them play their own music off of an iPod, and one of the dancers was pregnant.
I told you, dude, are things that you will see that you cannot unsee at the Bachelor's Inn.
He said it's worse than anything I've ever been to.
Did you not believe me?
I just like that there is confirmation there. But, like, you have to be able to see something like that with your own two eyes. You can't
well,
take someone's...
Well, you don't have to.
You do. You can't take someone's word for it.
Mike's right. You don't have to.
Yes, you do.
But I understand where you're coming from. I would be the same as you.
Yes.
I was the same as you. I just have done it.
Yes. The idea now of being that close to something like this and not seeing it... No. Gotta happen.
I'm sorry I told you about it.
You did. I in no way was I thinking about this until you brought it up. So if something does happen to me and some rash does occur on my leg, realize that I'm going to give it to you.
As one of our texters said, you should root to get COVID at the Bachelor's Inn because that's probably the best things you're going to come out of there with.
Those sorts of places, though, they can... like. They can end up being more fun in some ways than just going to a normal one, right? Everyone's been to a normal one, and it's just like, whatever. Yeah, like, eh. Mm. But there is something great.
It's just like, whatever.
Look, they're not all home runs,
that's
right?
White privilege, you jerk.
I'm just telling you that some of the bad ones that you've been to are more memorable than
seemingly
normal ones.
Well, I think it's both. I think you remember, like, we've all had maybe epic strip club, gentlemen's club experiences.
Sure.
And you remember those.
Yeah.
But we've also had epic fail strip club experiences, and you remember those.
Yes. I was with a friend of mine.
You don't want to be in the middle.
No. I remember one. It was beyond shady. I don't know if it was Bachelor's Inn, but it clearly was like you walked in and were like, oh, this is bad. And one of the more interesting ladies I've ever seen in that profession came over and my friend looked like he was going to vomit. I proceeded to give her $50 and tell her that my friend really, really liked her and would like to spend some time with her.
Oh, my God.
And watching her assault him and the look on his face... That's the best $50 I've ever spent in my entire life. I just was like, let me get up. I'm going to go grab a drink or whatever. Pulled her aside and was like, yeah, my friend's kind of shy. So, I didn't want to do this, but, you know, what, $50? She couldn't have been any happier. It was probably the only money she'd seen all night. And let's just say my friend got his $50 worth. And I got so much more than that sitting at the bar and watching that.
I think all we needed to know is the word you used is assault. She assaulted him.
He was assaulted. And let me just say this, fresh stitches.
Oh, no.
If you want to know what she had going on, fresh stitches. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to get back to work.
Hey, right? I didn't ask where those stitches came from. I didn't want to know, but you're right. got to get back to work. I think that she should be applauded for the perseverance. She wasn't going to let something like just some minor surgery or a knife wound stop her. She got $50 that night, and my friend got an experience that he will never forget, and quite frankly, to this day, still brings up and is offended at it.
One of the things that I think is great about clubs like this, by the way, somebody texts, strip clubs can be a lot like house shopping. Some have a lot more character than others.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. One of the things that I love about places like the Bachelor's Inn, that's what we're talking about. It's in Coos Bay, mm-hmm. and many Bandon bros, or if you've ever been going down to Bandon, you've probably stopped at that casino in Coos Bay. And if you've ever stopped at the Bachelor's Inn, you know what we're talking about. Most of you probably haven't, so I'm just telling you, don't go there. But when you do walk into places like that, it's always funny to me how they all seem to give this, like, they all have the same appearance when you initially walk in, and your initial thought is usually, not always, but usually, oh, okay. You know, I'll be able to get a couple of drinks and maybe something to watch here. And it's pretty grimy, but there are sports on the TV and there's music and there's a guy that talks like this and welcome Aspen. You know, it's like they're all the same.
Yeah.
But once you get the nuance, like you get in there and you get your hands a little dirty and there's a little nuance to what you're experiencing. Boy, I tell you, that is something. The revelations
yes, and you
that
can't.
You jot down in your field notes.
Yes, you're like, what? And at some point, the thought occurs to you. You're like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
What
and then I they start see? To then they start to pile up, and you're like, holy crap, this one I will remember.
See?
And that's what Bachelor's Inn is.
Yeah.
There were three girls there that night, three dancers.
Rob is air quoting.
I remember the bartender, and I remember a couple of different patrons, and I think there was a kid in the corner doing his homework.
He's working on some calculus. You know, hey, mom didn't have
tough times.
Mom didn't have a sitter for him, so gotta bring your kid to work day.
So you will be out on Monday.
Or just son of the owner, maybe.
You will be out on Monday. When you come back on Tuesday.
In the club,
in the first segment.
Well, like we could do that too.
Sure.
People will be waiting.
I fully expect your report.
Yeah, Dirt and Sprague gave a full detail of Sheep's Ranch. I will give a full detail of The Bachelor's Inn. That will be this program.
Don't let us down, Sue.
Yeah, no, don't let us down.
See what I can do.
And don't be making things up either.
Oh, no. I'm guessing at a place like this, you don't need to make anything up.
All right. We are fairly on time. That's weird.
Hey, look at us.
I don't have anything else to talk about. Although I did want to talk about flying, but we don't have time.
Okay. Well, we'll give John a big juicy segment.
Which he will say, I don't have anything to talk about. Why are you giving me this big juicy segment?
His dog tore his ACL today, I heard.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hate that. Because that's one of those where you probably won't fix it.
Nah.
You just give him a bunch of pain pills and let him limp around for the rest of his life. Well, it's true. Like, sometimes that happens. Yeah. Especially, how old's his dog? That dog's older.
Yeah, it's an older dog.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that won't. I mean, that's a lot of dough to fix those.
So, years and years ago with my Rottweiler, he tore his ACL and we did the surgery. And it was like, I want to say it was like $3,000 or $4,000. It was expensive. And this was many, many years ago. I did not have $3,000 or $4,000. That was a credit card sort of thing. And so, maybe a year or two later, he blew out the other one. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. And at that point, the vet was like, yeah, that happens a lot. You know, they tear one and then they tear the other. And I was like, you've got to be effing kidding me. I didn't have enough money. I hadn't paid off the first one yet. And he was like, you know, you can just, you can crate them. And, you know, eventually it kind of heals and they'll limp around and cause pain and discomfort. Well, he had pain and discomfort and was limping around on the one that we fixed. So we crated it, and he ended up with two bad knees. One cost me $4,000 to have a bad knee, and the other one was a crate.
Mm.
Same thing.
What is, I think we've talked about this before, what is your limit on vet bills for your animals?
That's the most.
Apparently it's $3,000.
That's the
yeah,
most
we've actually found yours.
I've ever spent. But honestly, if it happened again, I do not think I would pay. I don't think I'd pay for the ACL surgery. I wouldn't, because that knee never ended up being great, and he just blew out the other one anyways.
And I've known people that have had dogs that blew them out, and they limp. But it sounds cruel, but it's not. They're fine. Like, they heal.
Yeah.
and they're fine. They just limp.
Well, my thing is my knees are garbage and I don't get them fixed. They hurt. You limp around and right. You make do.
That's right. Come on, dog.
That sounds awful, but I have two dogs right now. If one of them tore the ACL, I would not do the ACL surgery. It's ridiculously expensive and now once I did some research into it, I guess that because the other one is better but when it's after the surgery, you know, they favor the other one because they stay off of it for a while. It is such a common occurrence for you to tear the other one that you're just flushing money down the toilet.
And nobody likes that.
No. So you asked
me. You need that money in your pocket for the Bachelor's Inn.
You asked me what my limit is. It is less than $3,000 right now. I think we got to go down a little bit.
Yeah, and that's different for overtime too. Like,
sure.
Because over time it adds up.
Yeah.
But any one bill.
$1,500?
Oof. I probably would. I probably would.
Am I talking about a dog that's 11? Am I talking about my puppy? What am I, you know, there's a lot of.
4-year-old.
Yeah. And is it one of those things too, where if they don't have this, I'm a liar. Cause I say 1500, but if you told me that my one bulldog who's what, 5 or 6. If you told me it was $2,000 or he dies and $2,000 fixes him completely,
uh-huh.
I'm writing the
You're
check.
Paying it.
I'm paying it.
I am too.
But if you told me that that his knee is slightly better than if I don't fix it, not so much.
Okay, well, what's the limit then on if you pay it if he die or he doesn't die?
Right.
It's significant.
Is that like $5,000, $6,000, $7,000?
It's going to be up there.
$7,000 bill.
If I could afford it, I would spend that. If I could afford it.
Right.
Again,
it's all just about what you can just afford.
Also, I think a key component is if they're not dying, is their quality of life okay?
Yeah.
Because the older they get, you know, this happened with my parents' cats. It was like, oh, you know, one was like 10, 11 years old. And it's like, we can save them, but they're going to be really, really in a lot of pain for 2 more years and then die. It's like, okay, well, and then that's not good.
Yeah.
But if they're young and they won't die and they'll be back to normal, then yeah. You'd probably pay a lot.
Look, it's tough talk to say that I won't pay the bill, but damn it, when you love your dog, and I have two that I think the world of, you're
well. Then you also have like cancer treatments and
see that I won't
cutting
do.
Out lumps and
won't do it.
Like you
my
know.
So my older one that's 10 now, almost 11, she's got gross on her, and I took her into the vet before all this 6 months ago and had her checked and. They said, we have to keep an eye on it, but right now they're probably, you know, nothing to really worry about. Well, she's grown several more, and one is really big on her leg. And talked to the vet over the phone, and the vet said, well, I don't know, that's something we definitely need to keep an eye on. But she kind of brought up, she goes, I don't know if you're in a hurry or not, because she says, if it's a lump that size and it's cancerous, she goes, are you doing cancer treatment? I said, on an almost 11-year-old dog? No. And so her point was, try to keep her comfortable and let's see if it gets worse.
Did they biopsy it?
No. So, you know, that's my thing is like,
you can get the answer.
She may have cancer. Well, we couldn't because they were only taking emergency appointments. Yeah. So once this is all over, I will probably go in and have it looked at. But the vet had a good point of whether it's cancer or not, I'm not going to treat it. One, I don't believe in cancer treatment for dogs. And two, the dog's almost 11. I'm not putting her through cancer treatments.
So much for a big, juicy John segment.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a small, juicy John segment.
That's his fault for having a dog with a bum knee.
On the Fan.
You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today. And here's to a better you.
Double sun power!
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Okay, we can't get a hold of your brother.
Hiya! Hiya!
We're dealing with the dog thing.
Yeah. The dog tore his ACL today?
I think so. I haven't talked to him. His wife posted something about it. It was like hell of a day, you know.
Oh, no.
Something with the dog. And I'll tell you, my brother is, he doesn't handle, like, catastrophe well. Car trouble, anything that pops up. And the dog thing is maybe his biggest freak out of all time.
Yeah. He's probably not doing well right now.
Anything that goes on with the dog, it's a major catastrophe. He just doesn't...
What if they put it down?
I don't know. He just doesn't compartmentalize very well. So this is all... I'm sure this is John's focus right now, 100%.
Well, let's support him.
Yes.
I'm sending good thoughts his way.
even though I hate his dog, I love you, and I hope that your dog's okay.
No.
And, you know, that you guys are happy. Yeah. Me and the dog have a troubled relationship.
Yeah, the dog's not very nice to other people, it sounds
like. No, but I don't wish ill on the dog, and they love him, and, and I mean, they do. It's one of those, everyone has...
What's the dog's name?
Digby, Arthur Digby Sellers. Yeah. Everyone has a friend or a family member where the dog is wonderful to them but hates everyone else.
Yeah.
It's like your uncle with the pet raccoon.
The raccoon.
Right?
Yeah. Or our little wiener dog.
Yeah.
Daisy hated everyone but my wife.
Yeah. Digby has never done anything to anyone in his family. It's just bitten everyone else in my family multiple times. Like my mom, my sister, everybody. It's just, it's one of those. There's no one that he won't hump and bite. But for my brother and his kids and his wife, they love it.
Well, I hope Digby is okay.
Yes.
I really do.
Maybe John was offended that we didn't give him a big juicy segment.
By the way, I have a question.
Ask away.
That we'll wrap the show with. I gave you some things to give to John the other day.
Yeah.
From my desk, because I was cleaning out my desk.
You are correct.
They were Mariner things.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sent me a text after he got said items.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, thanks a lot. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. And then he was like, especially for the signed Kansas football helmet?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? What is that?
Yeah, remember that little Kansas mini helmet?
You threw that in there.
I threw that in.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. We had someone, it was a charity thing or whatever, and we had a BYU helmet I signed and a Kansas helmet you signed, and John always wanted the Kansas helmet. It's been sitting on my desk.
That was like, on your desk still?
Yeah, it was on my desk, and it's been there, and John was like, I want that, and I just never, it's one of those things where I've never thought about bringing it home, and so I threw it in there.
That is one of one.
Yeah. He would appreciate it.
He did. He loved it.
I'm a little sad that it's not on my desk anymore.
Well, you gave it to him.
It's because I told him originally that he could have it. And then I, being me, I didn't give it to him for 3 years.
That is so you.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Hey, have fun at Bandon.
See what I can do. And I will give you a report on the
Chief's Ranch. Oh, Bachelor's End.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Sook's out Monday, so it'll be Luke and I on Monday with Mike here, and then Sook back Tuesday. But, yeah, either way, we are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
Brother.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.